Yeah, sure. Alpha is a parish tool for evangelization that is now running in thousands of Catholic parishes in over 65 countries, I think, now across the world. 18 million people have experienced the Alpha course. And a typical course is run over a period of 10 weeks and includes a meal, talk, and small group discussion. The talks really act as a catalyst, actually, for open discussion and, you know, whole ideas that no question is too simple and no answer prepackaged. The course originated in the Anglican parish of Holy Trinity, Brompton, in the late 1970s and has since then been running in churches of all denominations, including the Catholic Church. The course that is run in a Catholic context is the same in content and style as Alpha in any other context. And Alpha is really just a very effective initial presentation of the core of the gospel, the kerygma. Alpha only teaches what all the major denominations are agreed about. And so it's for this reason that we really often suggest to parishes that they think about a follow-up course after Alpha to help guests continue to deepen in their faith.
Really what you're describing is a stepping stone, a bridge between the average person who perhaps come from a background where they've drifted away from the church or never really received a religious education as such, and the church.
Exactly. What Alpha does do is offer that opportunity for those that are maybe outside of the church or those within the church to refresh their faith or to come to a new revelation of what the Christian faith is all about.
How did Alpha become involved then in the organisation and in the International Eucharistic Congress that's going to be taking place in Dublin now in under 8 weeks' time in June?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, Alpha has been used as a tool for evangelisation with the Catholic Church for many years now. And when invited to participate in the Congress, it just seemed like a really natural response to be involved and support the activities that will be happening. We're involved in World Youth Day now for several years in Cologne, in Germany, in Sydney, Australia, and last year in Madrid. And we're really looking forward to the Congress. It's such a great event to be a part of, and I'm really thrilled to be there.
And what exactly will be the role that Alpha is going to take on during the Congress? If I'm not mistaken, you're going to be taking part in what is known as the Host Church Programme. Could you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, certainly. It's so exciting to hear what is happening during the Host Church Programme, particularly. And it's been created, as far as I know, by the Congress organisers as an opportunity, really, for individuals to be a part of the Congress, even if they're not able to make it to the main programme. And Alpha, along with other Christian organisations, will be hosting activities from parishes within Dublin City Centre throughout the week of the Congress. It's really exciting, and Alpha are delighted to be offering Mini Alpha, which really does speak for itself. Mini Alpha is basically offering those who are at the Congress or individuals who are maybe passers-by to come and experience a taste of the Alpha course, sharing food, listening to a short talk relating to the Christian faith, and having the opportunity to sit in small groups for a time of open and relaxed discussion about the talks. Mini Alpha really is just hopefully going to just be able to give that real taste to everyone who comes along to our particular host church activities. It'll be the Alpha course squeezed into 1 week, squashed into 20 to 30 minute talks, and spiced with some multimedia ingredients as well. And we're really looking forward to that particular time.
It really is a case of bringing it back to its most simple form, just people reaching out to other people, isn't it? It's breaking down the walls, perhaps. People might have been reticent to step inside churches for whatever particular reason. You're bringing it back to a human level in Alpha, aren't you?
We really hope so. And, you know, the recipe of Alpha really is appealing to those we've found that are maybe have been a part of the church but are no longer, or those that maybe don't know anything about the Christian faith at all.
Claire, my last question, although, as you pointed out at the beginning of our conversation, Alpha really is just a startup. It's a stepping stone. It's in no way, as you pointed out already, a definitive course in faith formation in itself. So what do you think Alpha, as a member of the Alpha course, particularly focusing on the Catholic aspect of it, what do you hope pilgrims or just ordinary people, Irish or foreign, will take away from their experience with Alpha and from the Eucharistic Congress in general?
Yeah, well, it was Father Raniero Cantalamessa, and he's a papal preacher, who once said Alpha is not called the Alpha and Omega course, but simply the Alpha course, because it doesn't claim to lead people from the beginning to the end of their faith, only to help them get acquainted with it, to foster a personal encounter with Jesus. And then it is for the church to develop them that rekindled faith. And we often find that those who've experienced the Alpha course are then eager to really journey on in their faith. And, you know, there are a number of wonderful courses already that are being run in Catholic parishes around the world to be able to develop on that faith. And really at the Congress, for those that experience mini Alpha, I suppose we'll have a real sort of, hopefully, you know, experience of rekindling their faith or being refreshed in their faith, and perhaps might want to run Alpha, you know, after the Congress within their parishes to share that with others within their parish, with those outside of the parish, but also to think about just on a wider sort of sense of, you know, what their parish is offering, how they can really build on what they've experienced during the Congress with other faith programs as well.
For our listeners, perhaps, who think that it sounds like something intriguing that they would like to attend, or perhaps bring a friend or a relative or an acquaintance of theirs along too, where can people going to Dublin find the Mini Alpha course?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone is welcome. We'll be hosting the Mini Alpha programme from a Carmelite parish, Whitefriar Carmelite Parish, which is just in the city centre of Dublin, near St Stephen's Green, the famous park. So hopefully members of the public and Congress participants will easily find us. And we'll also be, Alpha, amongst other organisations, will be hosting a stand in the main exhibition space at the RDS, which is the main venue for the Congress. And for anyone that wants more details, they're very welcome to come and say hello there.
Thank you very much, Claire, for speaking to us.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.